Miss Kimberly Keating, thank you so much for joining us for the program.
Thank you for having me. Namaste and Shukriya. Well, I think it's increasingly important. I mean, I think it's always been important, but I think geopolitically and in this region, there is a great deal of importance in Australia and India's relationship, and it needs to be strengthened, I think. I was recently in India late last year, and it is obvious that, you know, there's not only is there a lot in common, but also I think going forward we will have more things in common.
Ms. Keating, how important do you think is the strategic relationship going to play out?
I think it's very important because I think those relationships and making ties closer with our neighbours and with other countries in the Indo-Pacific, I think becomes very important because we want to have, balance and to actually to understand each other. And the only way we can do that is by actually working together, whether that's through, as you say, the joint military exercises, but also through trade and other opportunities. So, for example, you know, one of the more successful parts of our relationship has been the numbers of students who have come here to Australia, and particularly to Victoria, and I'm obviously very interested in that because I'm a senator for Victoria. But there's also a number of initiatives such as, you know, biotechnology and medical technology that India and Australia share and have a common interest in. We know that India does have fantastic programmers and has a real commitment to this area. That, I think, is one of the areas that Australia and India should look at doing more technology sharing. And I think, I know that India also has quite close ties with Israel and their technology that they develop, both in defence and in civil purposes. So I think that for Australia, this is it's a fantastic opportunity and something that should be explored quickly and, you know, with some depth, I think.
How important do you think has been the role of the Indian community in kind of promoting a multicultural Australia in the last couple of decades?
I think very important. I mean, you can see the influence if you're in, in Melbourne or any part of Australia, you will be able to see the importance the Indian community has brought and the multicultural and the diversity that we see. And it's very heartwarming, I think, because Indian people are very warm and generous people, and they themselves come from a country with a great deal of diversity and plurality. So I think that they add so much to Australia and to the Australian way of life. You know, and obviously today it's Australia Day. It's also Republic Day in India. And I think that both countries have a lot in common and have a lot to share and to learn from each other.
That was going to be my next question, that do you reckon that that Indians and Australians have a lot of shared values? I mean, there are differences,
yes,
but shared values of democracy and secularism?
Yes, I do. And I think when you see, in India, when you see the different religions and different belief systems that coexist, and I think you see that here in Australia as well. And we do have a lot in common, and it's actually something that makes both our society and the Indian society stronger. You know, I think that you can see if you go to Old Delhi, as you know, I was there, as I said, a few months ago, and there's a Sikh temple next to a Hindu temple, and these are very important lessons. You know, not only I think that we can, that the world can learn from.
You just mentioned that you'd been to India recently. What is your impression of India? What struck you the most?
Well, I love India, so I have been there previously for a longer period, but I was on a parliamentary delegation late last year, and we were guests of the Tibetan Parliament in exile. And so we went to New Delhi. We also met with some Indian ministers and politicians, and we obviously also went to Dharamsala in the north of India to see the Tibetan community in exile. So my impression of India is as it was when I was there several years ago, is that it's a country that is incredible. I mean, people say incredible India. It really is incredible. And that's not to say that some of it isn't confronting, because obviously, you know, there are things there that we don't see here in Australia. But I think that it is an amazing place. And one of the things that makes it amazing is the plurality and its diversity and its tolerance. And I think that it's you know, we can learn from that. And I was, you know, I'm reminded that when I was there, I'm reminded of how important that is, because when you go to other places around the world, obviously that doesn't happen. You know, that tolerance doesn't exist. And I think that India has a lot to show the world. And I think Australia does as well. Australia is an incredibly tolerant and diverse place, and it makes us stronger. And we should celebrate it as we do on Australia Day.
And one last question, Ms. Keating. Do you wear any Indian outfit, and what is your favourite Indian food? I had to ask.
I do. I actually have a sari.
Oh,
so sometimes
wow.
When I go to Indian community functions, I wear that. I do tend to wear a lot of pashmina and scarves.
Wow.
And I like the, I really love the Indian aesthetic, so I really appreciate it. And so I do wear that. And I think my favourite Indian, maybe I do like kulchi and biryani and dosa. I went to one of the places, I like those dosa.
Wow, so you're aware of cuisine around the country.
Oh, yes. And I would drink chai nearly every day. So,
awesome.
Masala chai.
Awesome. So, thank you so much, Ms. Keating, for speaking
Shukriya.
With us. Thank
and
you so much.
Namaste.
Thank you. Thank you.